Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats, because here comes another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure. Starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. We'll hear the exciting story, Tarnished Gold, right after this message.
In the rough and ready days of the Old West, possession was not 9 points, but 10 points of the law, and an honest man was often compelled to use his guns to defend his gold. Fortunately, there were brave men like United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles to help run down the thieves who thrived on tarnished gold.
Bill, what could old Sam Gilroy want to see us about?
You read his letter, Jingles. Something fishy is going on at his mine. He wants us to meet him in Seatonville at noon today.
Goody, we'll be just in time for dinner.
You see what I see? Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker. I see a little dust cloud down there, if that's what you mean.
That's the Seatonville stage.
Yeah, and there ain't no driver in the seat.
And the team is running away. Come on, Jingles, let's go. Come on, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker!
Girl in that coach. We gotta stop those horses.
We better do it before they reach the bend, Bill, or they'll go over.
I've got to jump that lead horse. Here goes.
You did it! Hang on, Bill! Hang on!
Why is this? Oh, now! Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! That was a close one, Bill. I thought you were gonna fall under those wheels for sure.
So did I, Jingles. Come on now. Let's see about the lady that was yelling for help. You all right, ma'am?
Oh, Bill, she looks like she's dead.
Not dead, Jingle. Just fainted. Here, hand me your canteen. Thanks. This ought to do the trick.
Yeah. Hey, look, her eyelids are starting to flap.
She's going to be all right. Yeah. You stay here, Jingles, and take care of her. I'll ride back and see if I can find out what happened to that driver.
But, Bill, now wait a minute.
I'll be right back.
Oh, doggone it. I don't know why I always have to play nursemaid.
Let me help you.
Now, take it easy, ma'am. Everything's all right.
Get away from me. You bandit.
Bandit? No, I ain't no bandit. I'm Deputy Marshal Jingles Pete Jones.
Deputy Marshal? Then it was you who saved my life.
Oh, well, I can't take all the credit. I had a little help from my partner, Wild Bill Hickok. He'll be here in a minute. He went back to look for the driver. Now, how are you feeling, ma'am?
Oh, I'm a little shaky, but I'll be all right, Mr. Jones.
That's Bill coming now.
Whoa, watch out. Whoa. Well, ma'am, it's good to see you're safe and sound.
Yes, I am. Thanks to Mr. Jones and you too, Mr. Hickok.
You find the driver, Bill?
Yeah, it's Ben Scoggins. He went over the cliff. Bullet in the back.
That's too bad.
Found this alongside the road.
My purse.
Do you have any money in it?
$500 that my father sent me.
My guess is you'll find the money gone.
I know it. Wait. Here's the money. It's all here.
Are you sure?
Well, yes, every cent of it. See?
Are you sure there was nothing else of value?
Well, no, there was nothing except a letter. The letter, it's gone.
The letter's gone?
Now, why would a bandit hold up the stagecoach and shoot Ben Scoggins just to take a letter out of a purse and leave $500 in cash?
Who was the letter for, ma'am?
Well, it was for me, Martha Gilroy.
Gilroy? Are you Sam Gilroy's daughter?
Why, yes. Do you know him?
Know him? We were just on our way into Seatonville to see him.
We got a letter from your father a few days ago saying that he was having trouble at the mine.
Well, that's what my letter said. Daddy said something was going wrong at his mine and he was in danger. I left Chicago immediately to be with him.
Miss Gilroy, it looks like somebody was trying to make sure you never got there. Jingles, we better head for Seatonville before we have another killing on our hands.
Another killing?
Yes, Miss Gilroy, I think your father's in real danger.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles saved Martha Gilroy from almost certain death in a runaway stagecoach, they figured that the man who caused the runaway and shot Scoggins was trying to wipe out the Gilroy family and gain control of their mine. They headed for Setonville, and their meeting was Sam Gilroy.
Daddy! Daddy! Hi. He doesn't seem to be home, Mr. Hickok.
And he wasn't in town either. We looked everywhere.
Oh, I'll bet your father's up at the mine, Miss Gilroy.
But he said he'd meet you here in Setonville at noon today. It isn't like Daddy to break an appointment.
There's probably some good reason why he couldn't make it. The first thing we got to do is to get you into the house. So, Jingles, you try that window and see if it's unlatched.
Yeah? Sure is. I don't know why people put doors on houses when they got nice open windows.
Just climb through there and open the door.
Okay. Well, I'm halfway through. Give me a shove, Bill.
All right.
In you go. Thanks. Well, come right in and make yourselves at home.
Daddy! Daddy!
Wait, Miss Gilroy.
What?
There's a note on the table. It's for you.
Dear Martha, have gone on a little prospecting trip. Be back in a week or two. Daddy.
So that's why old Sam didn't show up to meet us.
But I don't understand. It isn't like him to run off when he knew I was arriving today.
He may have stumbled onto a discovery that just wouldn't wait.
But he's already got a mine. And he hasn't gone prospecting in years. And the way this note starts out, Dear Martha.
What's wrong with that?
But Daddy never called me Martha, never. He's always called me Mig.
Mig?
Yes, M-I-G, after my initials. Martha Irene Gilroy. Mr. Hickok, I'm afraid.
Miss Gilroy, tell me, is there anyone in Setonville who your father might confide in? Somebody who he might discuss his plans with?
Yes, Harvey Dunning, the assayer. He and Daddy have been close friends for years.
Jingles, I'm going to take a ride in and talk to Harvey Dunning.
I'll go with you, Bill.
No, you better stay here with Miss Gilroy, in case your father comes back. I won't be gone long. Mr. Harvey Dunning?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I'm Marshal Hickok.
Wild Bill Hickok?
That's right. Mr. Dunning, it's Sam Gilroy I came here to talk about. How long has it been since you've seen him?
I guess about 3 days ago that he stopped in here. Why do you ask? Something wrong?
I had an appointment to meet Mr. Gilroy here in Setonville at noon today. He also knew his daughter was arriving by stage. Then we found a note at his house saying he had gone prospecting.
That doesn't sound like Sam at all. Yet, I must admit, he's not been himself since the old mine petered out.
The old mine has petered out, huh?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I ran 5 tests for Sam in the last month, and they showed practically nothing. Evidently, the vein just ran out. Maybe that's why he's going prospecting. Maybe he thinks he can strike it rich again.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dunning. I think I'll take a ride out to the Gilroy mine, see if I can pick up Sam's trail from there.
Good idea, Hickok. Oh, and by the way, if Miss Gilroy gets lonesome out at the house, tell her that Mrs. Dunning and I would be happy to have her move in here with us.
I'll do that, Dunning. See you later.
Bill, what are we going up to the Gilroy mine for?
I don't know exactly, Jingles. This whole thing has me buffaloed. First, the attempt on Martha's life, and then Sam's disappearance.
Well, I'm sure glad you sent Miss Gilroy over to stay with the Dunnings.
Yeah, she'd be much safer over there. I still don't understand why old Sam didn't tell Dunning where he was going. You know they were great friends.
Well, maybe somebody up at the mine will know where the old codger went.
Well, I hope so. We'll know in a minute. The mine's just around the bend.
Hey, somebody's shooting at it. Whoa, Joker.
Oh, Buckshot. Jingles, get on. Take cover.
Why, you no good varmint. Shot a hole right through my new hat. Where is that sneaking buzzard?
There he is, right up behind that big rock.
I'm going to blast him out of there. Hey, look at the rat run for his hole.
Jingles, you keep drawing his fire. I'm going to circle around and come up from behind him.
Now watch yourself, Bill.
You just keep firing, Jingles. I'll be all right.
Now I'll just hold my hat up and see if that coyote is still there. Yep, he's still there. This is going to make a nice hat for summer with those air holes. Uh-oh, there's Bill. I hope that gun slick don't see him. Look out, Bill! I'm coming! I'm coming, Bill! Give him another one, Bill.
So he's going to drop that gun.
Well, nice work, Bill. He dropped the gun and you dropped him.
All right, you get up on your feet and start talking.
What's the idea, trying to dry gulch us?
It was just obeying orders.
Whose orders?
Sam Gilroy's. He told me to plug any Anahans that came nosing around this property.
Well, you kind of bit off more than you could chew when you tangled with Wild Bill Hickok.
You mean I just had the honor of being knocked galley west by Marshal Hickok?
You sure did, and I'm his deputy, Jingles.
Hey, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't have been so quick on the trigger. Might have wound up with a hole in my head.
Well, if you did, I got a hat that'd fit right over that hole.
I'm sorry, gents, and I'm Lim Watts. Mr. Gilroy made me sort of manager and watchman around here.
When did you see Sam Gilroy last?
Just this morning. Said he was riding into town to meet his daughter. He also said he had a very important meeting with you two fellas.
He never kept that appointment. Left word that he's gone prospecting.
Sam Gilroy? Gone prospecting? I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
Well, what do you think happened to old man Gilroy?
I've got a hunch, Jingles. I don't like it. Mr. Watts, you're not working at the mine right now, are you?
Nope. Last ore we took out of her was practically worthless, according to Lou Parker.
Lou Parker? Now, who's he?
The superintendent at the smelter. Man I wouldn't trust as far as I could throw this rock we're leaning on.
Where is this smelter?
Just over the rise there.
Thank you, Watts. Jingles, I think we better call on Mr. Lou Parker. Let's see if Lou Parker's in his office.
Looks like he's asleep. Kind of a job I want.
Sleep? Let me take a look.
He's really sleeping.
Yeah, Jingles, and he'll never wake up. He's dead. Shot right through the heart. And I think I know who did it.
Well, would you mind letting me in on the secret? Who did it?
The same person who killed the stage driver and who tried to kill Miss Gilroy and who knows where we can find her father.
Well.
He's finally overplayed his hand. Now we're going to set that trap.
Oh, what are you going to use for bait?
You, Jingles, you're going to be the bait.
Uh-oh.
Today's Wild Bill Hickok story continues in just 1 minute. When Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles found Lou Parker, the superintendent of the smelter, dead, Bill figured he finally had the answer to Sam Gilroy's disappearance and the identity of the killer. Bill and Jingles went back to the mine to set the trap, with Jingles as the bait.
Come on, Jingles, swing that pick a little fast.
Well, why are we here digging in the Gilroy mine when everybody knows there ain't no gold in here?
Look, Jingles. Nobody knows you in Seatonville. I want you to take this sack of ore and that mule out there and ride into town.
Me and that little sawed-off mule? Now, who's gonna ride who?
You're gonna pose as a prospector. Spread the word around that you made a rich strike. Then take this ore to the assayer's office.
What's all this got to do with finding Sam Gilroy?
I'll meet you after the assayer runs a test on this ore.
But you still didn't answer my question. What's all this got to do with Sam Gilroy?
I think we'll find the answer in that sack.
There he is, that big fella, right there. Hey, wait, I'll ask him. Where'd you make the strike?
Oh, up there in the hills.
Up where in the hills?
Oh, up there in the hills, behind those other hills. I found the gold in some bottles.
Gold in bottles?
Sure, everybody knows gold comes in quarts.
Look, stranger, I'm United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok.
No!
Yes, and I'd like to know a little more about that strike of yours.
No, now, not really.
Yes, really. Before you get all these people stirred up. How do you know you made such a rich strike?
Well, because your nosy star packer, Mr. Dunham, the assayer, told me the ore I brought in will run $1,000 a ton.
That sounds too good to be true.
Well, if you think I'm kidding, Mr. High Pockets Hickok, I mean the marshal, why don't you just go ask Mr. Dunning?
I think I'll do just that. Let's go in and see Dunning.
Well, he ain't in his office. He went home for dinner.
All right, we'll take a ride out to his house. I'm mighty interested in that strike of yours. Come on, let's go.
How'd I do as a prospector, Bill?
You were great, Jingles. Right now, we got to get out to Dunning's house.
I ain't gonna ride that little mule out there. My boots are worn out from me dragging my feet on the ground now.
I've got a horse right around here in the back.
Yeah, Joker boy, am I glad to see you.
I just hope we're not too late.
Too late for what, Bill?
Say the lies of Martha Gilroy and her father. Let's ride. Come on, Buckshot. Up.
Let's go, Joker.
Wild Bill Hickok will continue after this message.
There's Dunning's place.
And there's Dunning. He's going into the barn.
Hey there, Mr. Dunning.
Whoa, Joker.
Oh,
boy.
You, Marshal Hickok. Big prospector feller, Mr. O'Leahy.
O'Leahy?
Yeah, that's my name, O'Leahy.
Dunning, Mr.
O'Leahy?
Yeah, Mr. O'Leahy here tells me that his prospecting finally paid off.
I'll say it did. Hickok, he brought in a sack of ore that assayed between $800 and $1,000 a ton. He hit the richest vein I've heard of around here.
Well, maybe I hit an artery.
Did Mr. O'Leahy tell you where he made his strike?
No, he didn't. Kept his secret pretty well.
Well, Dunning, as Deputy United States Marshal, he's trained to keep secrets.
Deputy United States Marshal? What are you talking about?
This big prospector here isn't a prospector at all. He's my deputy.
That's right, Dunning. My name's Jingles P. Jones.
Hickok. What's this all about?
I'll tell you what it's all about, Dunning. It's about a crooked assayer who's reached the end of his rope. Those ore samples you just tested for Jingles came from the Gilroy mine. The mine you told me had petered out.
Boy!
Look out, Bill! Oh, my hand! That'll teach you to draw on Wild Bill Hickok.
I don't need a gun to take care of you, Hickok.
All right, Dunning, have you had enough?
Let me up.
Where's old man Gilroy? What have you done with him?
He's over there in the barn. Up in the loft.
Jingles, go get Mr. Gilroy.
Okay, Bill.
I'll be keeping an eye on our swindling friend here.
Mr. Hickok, what's happened? What have you done to Mr. Dunning?
Miss Gilroy, we'll have all the answers for you in a minute.
I found Mr. Gilroy, Bill, tied to a post.
Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
Are you all right?
I'm all right, Daddy. But what did he mean you were tied to a post?
Is this Dunning here, sneaking polecat? He's been stealing us blind for years. He tied me up in the barn and tried to get me to sign over the mine to him.
Mr. Dunning?
That's right, Miss Gilroy. He's the man who held up the stage and killed the driver.
You're crazy, Hickok. You'll never pin that on me.
I think we can, Dunning. Lou Parker, the superintendent at the smelter, did a little talking.
He couldn't have talked. Parker is dead.
That's just what I wanted you to say, Dunning, because Jingles and I haven't told anybody about Parker's death yet.
That's right, Bill, and the only way this mangy coyote would know about it is he's the one that did the killing.
I always thought it was Lou Parker who was stealing my gold.
Dunning and Parker were in it together, Mr. Gilroy. And Dunning did away with Parker to keep him from talking.
Let me get my hands on that no good.
Take it easy, Sam. I'll all take care of Mr. Dunning. We'll turn him over to the sheriff.
Mr. Hickok, I don't know how to thank you for what you've done.
Don't try to, Miss Gilroy. Anyway, I had a lot of help from Mr. O'Leahy here.
Mr. O'Leahy?
Yeah, that's me, Miss Gilroy.
When you saved me in the runaway stagecoach, you said your name was Jingles P. Jones.
Well, you see, Jones is my real name. O'Leahy is what you call a nom de plume. Hugh O'Leahy.
Hugh U. O'Leahy? How did you ever happen to pick that out?
Well, I used to know a girl one time who came from Switzerland. And when she yodeled, it sounded just like Hugh U. O'Leahy.
You've just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok. Starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Annie Devine as his pal Jingles. This has been a Globe Sound presentation. We will continue in just 1 minute. You just heard another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Gene Bates, Ralph Moody, and Tom Holland. Our director is Paul Pierce, story by Lou Fulton. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood.
Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking, reminding you to tune this station again when we present another of the adventures of...
Wild Bill Hickok!
Be with you again on Monday.
Right you are, guy, with a story about the prettiest little old gal you ever did see. Except she leads Wild Bill and Jingles into one of the darndest messes they ever did get into. Be sure to hear Gun Smoke and Violence.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.